All right, this is the Monoprice pencil condenser. I'm roughly 6 inches away from it. I have the mic condom on it because of plosives. Let's see if the mic condom makes it sound any different. So this is with the mic condom off of it. You notice it got just a touch brighter. There are some weird peaks, kind of if you're off axis right there. So there's, you know, if you're kind of above it, there's kind of a bizarre little peak. All right, it doesn't bother me about the sibilance peak because I will notch it out whenever I do my sound design before something goes to mix. And who knows what this will do with drum overheads. So there is the pencil condenser.
Okay, this is the snare mic. This mic isn't very hot, and I'm right on it, which is actually good because snares are going to beat the shit out of this thing. Plosives and everything I'm not concerned about because I would never use this mic for anything vocal, but this is the snare mic. This is the tom mic. To me, it sounds almost the same as the snare, but I wonder if, because it's shaped a little bit differently, if it can handle lower end or longer waveforms because of what a tom does. You got a little plosives here and there, but again, you're not using this for voice. And if you were, you'd probably put a mic condom on it. It's not designed for that, so pop, 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 pop. Sorry.
And now we skip to the kick mic. Now, it is a dynamic kick, so you're not getting the sub-lows that you would see in, like, a D6 or a D112. Those mics can go a lot lower than this one. This looks like a Beta 52. I don't know if it sounds like a Beta 52 because I don't own one, but it looks just like it. Smells like a new Beta 52. So, those are the mics. One snare, three toms, one kick, and two pencils.